And I'm not wishing any harm against Biden, let's be clear. Because if he dies, that'll have a sympathy effect. Dies of a stroke. They poison him. Maybe he dies. I mean, he's a train wreck. Now, on the outside that Biden does not step down, they're going to assassinate him and blame it on a Trump supporter or poison him or something along those lines. But he'll be dead very soon because they don't have much time to tee up their next candidate. And just like I told you, I believe Biden would be gone by the 21st. We have the clips. And I still think that number is going to hold. And yesterday, he cancels his engagements. He cancels going out. Then he says, I'm sick. And then he says, I have COVID. And if I have an illness, I may drop out of the race. They're already segueing that to do it. I believe Biden will start saying he's sick and that he's going to have to go ahead and drop the nomination because he's too ill. Within days of me saying that, he goes, oh, I'm sick on X. And, oh, I can't go out. And I've got COVID and all the rest of this. Because he needs the segue out. And he also said yesterday, if this illness gets worse or if I'm sick, I'm going to have to look at dropping out. So I believe whether it's tomorrow or next week, and I said 2 weeks ago, I thought within about 2 weeks he would do it. He's already begun the process of leaving. Those are my predictions.
Don't lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells
you
the
truth. Got about 50 million views on X right now.
Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
How did you start to understand that one of the fundamental ethical problems is different than a scientific problem? One of the fundamental ethical problems that's plaguing the West is this catastrophically low birth rate. Like, and you know, when you start making public pronouncements.
Observing the numbers, I mean, I noticed this 20 plus years ago, that the trend in birth rates for really all countries past a certain level of economic development was trending to well below replacement, if not already below replacement. And if you extrapolate the curve, which one always has to be cautious about extrapolating any demographic curve. But I always preface by saying, if these trends continue, most countries will dwindle into insignificance. They might completely die out.
So I've been thinking about that in relationship to sacred images.
Okay,
well, the sacred image of masculinity in the West is a crucifixion, but a man who's crucified. But the sacred image of a woman isn't a woman. The sacred image of a woman is a woman and an infant, right? It's a dyad and not a monad.
Sure.
Right. And in the Christian view, those two images, you know, they vie for supremacy, right? I mean, obviously, Christ is the superordinate image, but Mary as the mother of God is...
It's a man sacrificing for the woman and child. That's the image. It's a triad.
So, one of the things I've been playing with at an axiomatic level is the notion that unless the feminine is conceptualized as the combination of female and infant, then the culture has lost its attachment to the traditional sacred images and is probably on its way out.
Yeah. I think there's an argument that when a culture loses its religion, that it starts to become antinatalist and decline in numbers and potentially disappear. I think there's something to be said that America needs a strong leader and that you have the perception of strength. You have to admire that Trump, after getting shot with blood streaming down his face, it could have been a second shooter. Who knows? Nonetheless, was like fist pumping, fight.
Yep.
After being shot.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is not.
He's an ornery bastard. He's funny too.
Yes, and he's brave. He has courage. This is instinctual courage.
Yeah.
It's not calculated. It's not some arranged event. It's in the moment.
Well, you could see that then, because that was not a time when you're.
You
gonna...
see true courage in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And if you want a leader who's going to deal with some very, very tough cookies out there, who's going to deal with a Putin or a Kim Jong-un or
China,
China, or they'll think twice about messing with Trump.
Yeah,
they'll think twice.
Okay.
Poor Biden can't make it up the stairs, and obviously he's stepped out of the race.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big breaking news. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duher here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the fulcrum point. Yeah, let's play this. Here it is. This is close up. All right, folks. So here's the bottom line. Atlantic Monthly, that's the mouthpiece of CIA, came out yesterday and said they hope everybody forgets about this and the Trump campaign has peaked. No, Trump should keep harping on how they stood down, how they tried to kill him, how it's a deep state, how they replaced Biden with Kamala outside of the law, dictatorial, how Eric Holder is in control of who the VP is. This is the deep state consolidating control of the executive branch so they can move against Trump and America. Then you've got all hell breaking loose in the economy as we come to the end of this globalist bubble. But I'm going to say something to listeners right now to be very clear about this and concise. I don't say things unless I 100% believe them. That's why we've got a 98% accuracy rate. So anything I promote, I think is good for you, like the highest quality water filtration at the lowest price. There's three or four top brands of gravity fed that, you know, cut out almost everything to non-detectable levels. We could sell them for twice the price. We sell the Alexa Pure at InfoWarsStore.com that is the highest rated at the lowest price you're going to find by 40% on average. And it's the same thing. I haven't had a gold or silver sponsor, and I had gold and silver sponsors 30 years ago in 11, 12 years, because it's not that gold and silver's bad. It's that the industry is so corrupt and tries to sell people gold and silver way above what it should be. It's fine to put a little price in there to pay your bills. That's normal. You should do that. And for advice, but don't screw people. So for 11 years, I haven't had a sponsor. So when it comes to Dr. Kirk Elliott and his amazing company, kepm.com/gold. That's where you go to that /gold to support this broadcast. Finally, I got a good sponsor while it is a bull market. And he's not even selling you gold because silver has the most to go up, and it's going up like he said. 30, 40% increases every year the last few years. So it's I want him on about, he's an economist, about the economy and the world and his view, and he's a popular guest. But I want to upfront say, everyone needs gold and silver, silver and gold. Everybody needs to get prepared in this insane time. The Chinese, the governments, the central banks, the billionaires are all buying it up as fast as they can. That's in the news. You need to get it now. And they're the best place to tell you simply where to go to get it. As an advisor, for 8%, no cost back to sell it. That nobody else that's big does that. That's why he's the biggest silver broker in the United States. He'd be the biggest gold broker if he was selling gold, but he's not selling gold. You can get it from him if you want, but silver has the most to grow. So support the broadcast. Support yourself. It's a win-win. go to KEPM.com/gold, KEPM.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you so we get the support, because that's what keeps us on air. Plus, you get an amazing commodity and an industrial metal that is standard the test of time for 7,000 years. But you've got to make the decision and get off the fence. If you'd have bought silver a year ago, it's up massively. If you bought gold, it's up massively. And it's a no-brainer. I come here with the no-brainers. The globalists lie to you because they're predators on purpose. Our job is easy to tell the truth. So go to KEPM.com/gold right now if you want to support the broadcast and sign up. They call you. They do a consultation. They talk to you. They find out what you want to do. And whether it's IRAs, you name it, roll them over. You need to call them and say Alex Jones sent you because it's the right move for you. And it's the right move to support the broadcast, and it's a no-brainer. And quite frankly, I'm glad when he comes on, he gets 300 calls. We got 5 million people watching right now live. We'll have 20, 30 million by the end of the show. Less than 1% ever call him. You need to call him. You need to get silver. You need to get gold. You need to take action now. It is such a simple move. If you would have gotten silver, if you would have gotten gold, how much is it up the last 5 years? How much is it up the last 4, 3, 2 years? We can show you. Show them a 15-year graph on silver. Show them a 15-year graph on gold. It's all-time highs, folks, and it's only going up because of the inflation. So I wanted him on about economy, but he's also a sponsor, and I feel really good getting you to like, hey, you might want to take some water with you in the Sahara Desert. Hey, you might want to get some gold. Because in this market, this is an absolute no-brainer. So go to KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900 and leave your name, your number. If they don't answer, because they had a flood of people, they call you back, take action, and get stuff that supports you and supports your family and supports this transmission. All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott, great to have you on. Wow, we haven't talked in over a week and a half. You heard me like a parrot saying they're going to kill Trump. I said they're going to do it again. I said they have a medical emergency. Biden would step down. I said the 21st would be the day. The Holy Spirit told me it happened. This is insane. So you sent me a huge stack of documents and videos and stuff we got to rush through in the 47 minutes we have left to go over this. But, man, this is an amazing time to be alive.
It is so amazing. And we talked a week and a half ago. This morning, you called me briefly at 6 a.m. Mountain Time and said, Kirk, what's going on is insane. It's like, call me when you get into the office. Like, well, I've already been in the office for like 3 hours because there is so much stuff going on, Alex. I mean, massive. And so we have to start connecting these economic, political, social, spiritual things. Because I heard you talking earlier. And everything that we're seeing right now is literally a physical manifestation of a battle going on in the spiritual realms. I full on believe that, right? Because it's intensifying, speeding up so rapidly. And what we talk about most of the time is the economic stuff, right? And I want to focus on some of that today, but there's political things now playing into what's going to move the economic world. Some of it's domestic politics, some of it's war, but here's where people are so gripped with fear. I mean, good grief. Our President Trump tried to be assassinated like 2 weeks ago, right? It's like, what? People are just fear, fear, fear. What happens next? What are we going to do? What's this going to do to the markets, right? So to start, and I don't even know where to start because there's so much, but I'll start with central bank digital currency. Because you and I have been talking about this for easily the last half of a year, right? So what
happened? It's 9 months. It's 9 months you've been on.
9 months? Time flies. I mean, seriously, time flies. But what happened over the weekend with CrowdStrike had nothing to do with central bank digital currency. But Alex, it had everything to do with central bank digital currency, right? So CrowdStrike, this cybersecurity suite that basically was attached to Microsoft servers, their software update caused mayhem, right? I had team members in town, from Florida. They came to Colorado. And you know what happened while they were here? United went down, grounded. American Airlines grounded. Delta Airlines grounded. And when she got here, we have the light rail that goes all throughout Denver, takes people from the airport everywhere. Not working at all. banks were shut down.
So it shows how we're held hostage by this digital AI system already. And this was all the experts agree, this was a test, a cyber attack test for the election.
Yeah, I mean, so I evidently CrowdStrike also does the basically cybersecurity on the ballot boxes, right? It's like, what? Are you joking me? Look at how it shut down the economy over the weekend. And even as of yesterday, Delta still had flights that were grounded. Many banks were shut down, you know, because we deal with millions of dollars of wires every single day. Either they were slow or they left our account and didn't show up at the place where they were supposed to go until like a day later.
So this was a test, and I've been predicting it. I'm not saying it now. I'm saying it for months. This is a test of an attack during the election.
Yeah, I believe that it is, because you look one step further. Look at Australia. So we talked about this, I think, 5 or 6 months ago. Australia, I remember the show. Australia went digital. Right. So they basically started limiting money out of ATMs, and they got rid of ATMs, and then they got rid of paper currency. So now Australia is fully digital. Well, what happens when CrowdStrike basically shut everything down? Nobody in Australia could buy anything, Alex. And then on Sunday, this started to happen a little bit in the United Kingdom. It's like, okay, nobody could buy anything.
Parrot tests the perch. A parrot will put its beak on a perch to see if it can hold its weight. They were testing the perch.
I agree. I can't poke a hole in that theory, right? Because you look at, we are so concerned about when full implementation of central bank digital currency comes with ideologically based testing on your spending, right? It's like, oh, we don't like it how you use fossil fuels in your cars or gas, or we don't like it that you're buying cows when you should be eating bugs. We don't like the political party you give to. We don't like this and that. So with a flip of a switch, social credit scores, digital social profile, they can cut you off from your money. This had nothing to do with that. This had everything to do with a flip of a switch, or a bad software update, look what happens to society. Shut down the economy. Everything was frozen. People couldn't travel. It was insane, right? So we don't have to look into a dystopian future to see what things would start to look like. Now, we just had this for a day. Imagine if it were for a week. Imagine if it were for a month. Imagine what people would do if they couldn't buy or sell, right? So it's like, well, how far along the road are we on central bank digital currency? So the Bank for International Settlements at the end of the week showed Project Aurum, A-U-R-U-M. So Project Aurum talks about what happens when they start doing Project CBDC technology prototypes comprised of basically central bank digital currency, which is the digital funding, you know, that owns basically the central ownership, plus tokens that are owned by financial institutions. Like other banks, other financial institutions could have their own tokens, call it Bitcoin or whatever else, right? So this is to me the final cog in this whole project, where central bank digital currencies can now talk to individual financial institutions, cryptocurrency token, and they're basically got this technology solidified. So, Alex, this was a test. I believe this was a test over the weekend, because the technology
ready. I've said 1,000 times, you've said 50 times an air with me, they're going to use cyber attacks as the pretext, as the excuse to line this up.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's easy. It's easy to do a cyber attack when all you have to do is flip a switch, right? It's hard to have actually a full-on physical war to actually get people to comply, but that's happening too. I mean, so on a geopolitical front, you know, over the weekend, and I know you covered it, so the missile strikes, the drone strikes on Yemen, from Israel into Yemen, to actually just destroy and obliterate the port there, right? So what was Israel trying to do? Israel was trying to stop 70% of Yemen's economy by destroying the port. because they were retaliating because the Houthis had attacked Israel. So now Israel was retaliating back with massive destruction, right? So what does this mean moving forward? This is the puzzle pieces, in my opinion, of geopolitics actually merging with the economy, because what happens next? So as I was thinking about it early in the morning, like I was in at 3 o'clock this morning, and I'm thinking about, God, give me wisdom.
Well, that's true. At like 6 a.m. your time, I text you, hey, call me when you're up. Boom, you call me right back. You were already up.
I was right back. It's like, dude, I was there at the office. It's like, all right, I'll call you. I'm not driving into the office. I'm here. So we are entering into a wartime economy. So this is a different kind of a war. This isn't necessarily East versus the West. This one, I think, is going to turn into a holy war, because if you look at what the Muslim population thinks of America, what do they call us? The great Satan. What do they call Israel? The little Satan, right? So now Israel, the little Satan, destroyed the port in Yemen and the Houthis. So the next thing, and I'm not trying to be prophetic, but what I'm seeing coming next is we're going to probably start to see the black flags of jihad,
Al-Qaeda,
being raised above mosques all over the Middle East. And what that's going to do is an event like this will unite the Houthis and Hamas and Hezbollah and Taliban and ISIS, right, against a common enemy, which is the great Satan and the little Satan. Sadly, because of our stinking open border, Alex, we've got sleeper cells all over America. So now you awaken that giant that's just
no,
really
No, I totally
ticked.
Agree. The October surprise is the left letting in the Islamic and Chinese communist terrorists. I think that's on the table, terror attacks during the election.
Yeah, so what happens in an economic war, right? So this to me is a basically probably going to be a terrorist uprising, a consolidation of different factions of the Islamic faith and the terrorist groups. I mean, I'm not talking about all of Islam. I'm talking about the terrorist groups deciding we're going to destroy this common enemy. Now, what happens in state of fear and chaos and uncertainty? People stop investing the way that they normally would.
And we have this China dumping record U.S. treasuries.
Yeah. I mean, to a huge, massive amount, right? Because you look at after 9/11, what happened after 9/11? People who invest, Alex, they think, well, we want to invest for the future. We want to invest into a company that's going to grow and has an amazing product. And when the economy's good, our retirement's going to flourish. When bad things start happening, people pull back the reins. It's just human nature. So they don't go into normal traditional asset categories. But times of crisis, chaos, uncertainty, turbulence, turmoil, change, you know, all of that, gold and silver thrive, and they propel, and they go through the roof.
And that's all over the news. The elites are all buying gold and silver.
It's a flight for safety. But the gold and silver is accelerating its growth, right? So you just had mentioned China dumping U.S. treasuries, right? So in the last 30 days, what has China done? They've dumped $75 billion worth of U.S. treasuries. That's the most that they've ever done in that short period of time. So in 30 days, they dumped $75
billion. So they're basically shorting U.S. treasuries.
Well, they're not even shorting them. They're selling them because they own them, and they're just getting rid of them.
I'm saying that's in a market equivalent of that, though, betting on that.
Yeah, it is the market equivalent. So this is how it would work. So if you own something, Alex, and or anybody watching, right, all the InfoWars patriots out there. So if you sell something, A, because you need money, or B, because you're an investor and you think, I'm going to lock in profits now because down the road, I know that it's going to go down in value, right? So one of these two options is what's happening. China needs money, and so they're selling their U.S. treasuries, or they know that U.S. treasuries are going to come down in value, so they're selling them now to lock in profits because they need money. So I didn't send you this article.
By the way, China just lowered interest rates too.
Yeah, so I didn't send you this article, but I just found it. So in the last week of June, 40 banks in China went under. 40 banks. and they had to be gobbled up by the Chinese central bank, by their big massive unibank right in China. So put this into perspective. March of last year, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, Silvergate Bank, Credit Suisse, and First Republic all went into FDIC receivership. Five banks, look at the mayhem that ensued. Fast forward to today in China, 40 banks, 40, not five, basically had to be gobbled up. These are all rural banks in China, $7.5 trillion worth of assets. So this isn't
small. So you've been saying regional bank runs will be the sign. It's happening here, but it's happening bigger in China.
It's happening bigger in China because of commercial real estate losses. They are losing money hand over fist with commercial real estate. Well, it's like, okay, commercial real estate losses, banks start to fail. What's happening in America? Commercial real estate losses.
Well, even Zero Hedge says, has the bull market begun? Or has the bear market begun?
I think that it has, because you look at San Francisco, and sadly for all you people who live there, the cesspool that it's become. But downtown San Francisco, the vacancy rate on commercial real estate is over 50%. So now they're trying to pass these little bills, you know, with the city council that says, oh, well, let's give tax incentives to companies that will actually get people to stop working remotely and come in. So there will be restaurants that will have business. There will be storefronts that will have business, right? Nobody wants that. New York City, one third of our commercial real estate is vacant. So this is going to cause a commercial real estate decline. What follows commercial real estate decline is residential real estate. Where this sounds very familiar to what China's going through, Alex. They're going through the same thing.
Yeah, and we're a very small planet. We think of like China as a million miles away. It's only 15,000 miles away. It's all connected.
It's all connected. And what happens there will happen here, right? It's not that we follow China. It's the same fundamental principles that cause their bank failures, our commercial real estate losses, residential
real estate
losses.
So we're going to bring in a few minutes. What is your – you predicted 8 months ago, 9 months ago, they would start having regional bank failures. That happened here. You predicted China. What is your – we'll come back and get into the technicals of it, a bunch of other articles and videos. But Dr. Kirk Elliott, economist, what do you think is about to happen?
Well, I think – everything that we just talked about, I think you are going to start to see terrorist uprisings all over the world strike fear into the markets and stock market. But normal traditional markets, debt and equity markets, come down during that kind of a time frame. Gold and silver start soaring. But I think the spark, literally the spark that's going to cause that, could be one of two. I think it's either going to be bank failures, or it's going to be another blackout of sorts, some kind of a cyber attack that causes the economy
to
shut down.
The globalists love to brag. Schwab and the UN and the Carnegie Foundation and the UN, they've been hyping cyber attacks and power outages as what's going to bring in their full control. So it's like, and we're like, well, why do they telegraph it? Because the public doesn't listen. But they've been telegraphing that.
They've been telegraphing it. And you know what else is going to cause people? This might not be the cause for an economic collapse, but a cause for more fear is the elimination of our food supply, which you've covered greatly, right? It's like when you've got who owns and starting to own a lot of the rural agricultural land in America, the Chinese.
And Bill Gates.
Right. So you stop the food production, you burn down the food processing plants. Now people are hungry. They can't get food. Food prices go through the roof. Foodflation is a real thing, and it's going to be massive. So there's so many things happening
right
now.
The angrier world that Klaus Schwab talks about. Let's talk about what's coming next, how we get ahead of it, because we are tomorrow's news today. But make no mistake, we're in World War III already, folks. We got a federal coup going on against the executive branch. It's all going down now, but we're fighting back.
You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff.
We had a talk this week and you said, I'll do it because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here, there's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
You want to protect people, and that's what.
Well, yeah, we don't go looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
You know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time. Just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for. And I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, there's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So
the CFTC and 30 states. So the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff. Right. So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies. Ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now.
People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable, top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Viene una tormenta.
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. It's the live Tuesday edition of the Alex Jones Show, July 23rd, 2024.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And Dr. Kirk Elliott's company's been around for over 25 years. He's a great guy, has the best deals you're going to find, ready to sell you silver and gold, the lowest price you're going to find, and buy it back for nothing. You can't beat that. KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. Put that on screen or call 720-605-3900 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. But now is the time to get prepared. The globalist argument is, oh, the world's in turmoil and everything's collapsing. We got to be strong and America's got to threaten Russia and China to keep us as the dollar. But they're the ones that undermine the currency. They're the ones that brought us into this situation. And so that's why this is so incredibly dangerous. They just tried to kill Trump just, 10, 11 days ago. They are going for broke. I wish we weren't in this position. But we are. But by admitting where we are, we have a real chance of waking up, like Congress saying, we know you tried to kill Trump. MTG on last hour. That really freaks out the deep state that we're not buying their crap. They need to back off. They need to stop. But the bottom line is this. Buying silver is the smartest bet there is. Gold is going to be a great bet, too. But like it hasn't. Silver has not gone up to where it's supposed to be. It's starting to go there. Put up the 15-year graph or 10-year graph for silver and gold. Look at it. If you'd have bought silver a year ago, up 20, 30%. If you'd have bought gold, it's a no-brainer. There's nothing performing like it, and the elites are all buying it. But I would not have a sponsor because most of the gold and silver companies are charging you huge 30, 40, 50% premiums, and most of the conservative talk show hosts are doing it too. And I talk to them in person. I say, you need Kirk Elliott. You need a company that actually charges a small 8% rate for the consulting, for the brokerage, for the deal, for the best way to do it. And then you can sell it back for nothing. That's what you want. And silver is the big mover in this economy. So go now to kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3900. They'll explain it all to you. Let's put up the 10-year graph on silver for viewers as well. But that's where we are, and that's what's happening. And I'm literally promoting iced tea in the Sahara Desert, or, you know, if you're 500 feet under the water, an air tank and a mask. I mean, this is such a simple move. But Dr. Kirk Kelly, an economist, getting back to the world economy, the major moves, what's happening in China that massively affects us. China's decided to hyperinflate again, which will affect us. Where's that going?
So when China decides to hyperinflate, we have to answer a more elemental question is, why are they dumping the U.S. treasuries, right? Because they think they're going to go down. Why do they think they're going to go down? And they want to lock in prices now, because what they have promised, what Putin has promised, is to de-dollarize the world, right? He did that by taking away the petrodollar. So that means no international settlements of oil are traded in the U.S. dollar anymore, but rather they're being traded in the Chinese currency, in the yuan, in the ruble, in the rupee, right? They're using their own currencies within the BRICS nations to actually trade for oil. Now, take that one step further. Where is this headed? The BRICS nations want their own common currency. They want their own native currency. It's going to be digital. It's going to be backed by gold. This is why China has amassed over 30,000 tons of gold. This is why Russia has over 1,000 tons. I mean, there's massive amounts of gold, Alex, that are being amassed by central banks. So here's where I start to look at, how does this start to change moving forward, right? So I don't see the demand for gold diminishing anytime real soon, because no matter what Jerome Powell says, there's going to be more and more demand for gold. So number one, you've got central banks now starting to buy it by the tons, right? It's a lot. You've now got Chinese citizens being encouraged to not just buy gold, but buy silver. Because China and Russia want to destroy the Western banks. And the Western banks, JP Morgan Chase and HSBC, have the largest number of naked short positions on the planet. On the planet. I think between the two of them, they have over 900 million ounces of silver in short position. Well, only 1.2 billion ounces of silver is mined every year globally. So they've got almost the entire annual production in a short position. That means when the price goes up, these banks lose money hand over fist in multiples. China knows this, which is why they're encouraging all of their citizens now to buy not just gold, but buy silver, because that creates more demand. Every time silver goes up in price, the Western banks lose money in multiples because they're on the wrong side of the transaction. Lastly, you've got Western demand from Western investors for precious metals. So Western investors, Chinese individuals, and central banks are now allocating into precious metals like there's nobody's business, right? It's like they're just doing it. And so they want to do it to destroy the West, and they want to do it to make a financial gain. Both of those, in their minds, are legitimate enough reasons to do something, right? But what we've seen is, if you look at where gold, silver was, let's look at silver, because that's what we're allocated into right now, because the ratio between gold and silver points towards silver. It's outperforming. Where was it in the year 2000? It was like $4.50 an ounce. Now, then you go through the years, and it goes up, and it goes down, it goes up, and it goes down. Where were we just 4 years ago? 1191. So see, it went from 2000 to 2011. Well, till 20, oh, I would call it 2019. It went to 1191 from four. But now since then, we've gone from 1191 to almost 30 in the last 4 years. See, the trend is accelerating because the geopolitical dynamics are causing its growth. It's not just a flight for safety. It's not just a way to preserve and protect your freedoms and get out of these unified ledgers and these social credit scoring systems and this digital money. You're getting something tangible that actually doesn't just grow. It's growing tremendously. It's up like 40% in 4 months. That's amazing. But you also have something that can maintain your freedoms, Alex. That's the tangible intangible, which is as our freedoms
are
eroded.
Oh, no, I mean, I can't believe we have millions of viewers listening right now and maybe 500 people call you. It's a sponsor. I only promote what I think is great. So I sell water filtration systems that have the highest rating for like half the price on average. And I sell high quality supplements. I just sell stuff that I think is great. Everybody should call you and get into silver and gold right now. There's nothing performing as good as it. I mean, it's like it's on record. It's the best investment, but the stockbrokers won't tell you that.
Well, and don't take my word for it, right? So one of the articles I sent you is about Goldman expects gold to surge on relentless Chinese demand. Those are the stats that I just told you, right, about Chinese investors, individual investors, Western individual investors, and central banks buying it. What does Goldman Sachs think gold is going to do before the end of the year? $2,700 an ounce, right? So now, another article I sent you is about Citibank.
By the way, I found one of the articles. Citi sees record central bank demand pushing gold prices, $2,600 this year, $3,000 next year. And then I haven't found the China article yet, but we'll pull that out. Gold and silver ratio could indicate early stages of silver breakout. So I don't know where the article is that you mentioned, but there's one of the articles you mentioned. Gold keeps rising no matter what Powell says. Goldman expects gold to surge on relentless Chinese demand. Tell us about this. Because to listeners, folks, I want to be the guy that's always right. I want to be the guy that nails it, predicts it. It's what I do. And I'm sitting here saying it funds us, it keeps us on air, and it's the best investment, hands down, in an imperfect world. I mean, I'm literally selling oxygen to astronauts that are in a space station. I mean, this is not even look, the elites are stampeding into silver and gold. I'm trying to create a stampede to get people protected. They'll love me when they make a lot of money, and it supports the show. What are we waiting for? I mean, it's ridiculous. And sure, you get a lot of calls, but nothing. We probably have 5 million people right now, conservatively, watching and listening. And 500 are going to call you? Why?
We need more than a fraction of a percent, because this is, to me, is one of the most important things to protect your financial future ever. So for decades, Alex, literally for decades, since the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, central banks and bankers have basically poo-pooed gold and silver. It's like, because anytime gold and silver would have demand, that was actually less demand for their fiat-based money, right? So they didn't want to promote gold and silver. They wanted to promote their own thing, their different, you know, tokenized
assets. Yeah, well, they promote
their
stocks and their bonds. They're all grabbing silver and gold.
Yeah, because anytime gold or silver go up, it was an absolute slap in the face against their own money creation.
And how big
right?
are those
now,
articles, though, them admitting, like, the top globalist banks are saying silver and gold's exploding?
Yeah, and what is their best interest? They want to make money. They're bankers, right? They want to make money. So now they see the writing is on the wall for fiat-based money, for paper money. They're allocating into gold by the thousands of times.
And let's be clear, they didn't get their central bank currency. Nobody's adopting it right now. So they already had that plan for this year, but that's not working. So what happens? Commodities, gold, silver, oil, natural gas. I would expect that all to go up.
All of it, because they start promoting this to the masses, right? And it's already in limited supply. Silver's in very limited supply. So not only do you have investors in China, you have investors in America, you've got hedge funds, you've got banks. So now you've got all this demand, the supply diminishes, the demand is going through the roof. So now they're promoting it. because they are now are starting to own so much at the central bank level.
And by the way, that's now, such a big deal. That's so seismic. That's in and of itself. Powerful central banks, the globalists, now quietly starting to promote gold and silver. What does that signify?
Well, that signifies that they don't want to burn themselves. They don't want to lose money. These bankers are corrupt and they're greedy, right? So it's like, okay, let's promote the thing that we own thousands of tons of, like the Bank of China, and the Fed owns 8,500 tons of gold. The European Central Bank owns 10,500. You want to beat them at their own game? You play the same game, just at a smaller level. Allocate what they're allocating into, because they're going to save their bacon. They're going to cover themselves. Make sure that they are going to grow and multiply their profits. We can do the same thing. See, this is why Goldman thinks that gold's going to be 2,700 by the end of the year. Citibank thinks it's going to be 2,600 in the year 2025, which is only 6 months away. They think gold is going to hit 3,000. Now, why am I
just showing those headlines?
Gold?
Are you still only in silver?
Still only in silver. So there's this article I sent you on the ratio trade, right? So what that article says, and it's a very well done article, is if gold is going up, then where is the ratio between silver and gold? Right now, it's about 80 to 1. It takes 80 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Now, that number tells us nothing other than either gold is overvalued or silver is undervalued. What causes gold and silver to go up? Everything that we've been talking about: unsustainable debt, inflationary pressures, political chaos, war, geopolitical conflict, wars, rumors of wars, you know, political consequences at home. We don't even know who the president is or if he's alive or what's going on, right? So all of that flight for quality causes gold to go up. But the ratio historically is 20 to 1, Alex, not 80 to 1. So that means gold is not overvalued. It's going to continue to go up, which means silver has catch-up to do.
That's right. As gold goes up, it buoys silver.
Yes, in bull markets and gold, and this is historical data, as gold goes up, silver performs better. Silver performs faster in a bull market than gold. So what are we doing? We're allocating into silver. It's not that I'm married to it. It's not that we're the largest silver dealer in North America because I think it's more amazing. No, I've seen the writing on the wall
for
years.
You're just following the trends.
Following the trends, and I want to maximize ounces, minimize cost, cause my clients, you know, portfolios to grow the most. It does that with silver. Now, if the ratio were 20 to 1 at its historical lows, well, then we'd be in gold, not in silver, right? So this is where we start to now look at which one is going to outperform, which one is undervalued. Silver is undervalued. It's outperforming. It's growing faster. So we allocate into silver.
So folks should call you right now and say, I want silver. I mean, it is the smartest bet there. It's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah. So imagine this. Gold is a financial metal, right? It thrives on everything we've been talking about, this uncertainty, turbulence.
It's somewhat industrial, but not like silver that's totally industrial.
Correct. Silver has that capacity as a financial metal. It follows in gold's footsteps, but it's also an industrial metal used for military applications, torpedoes, missiles, which have 11,000 ounces each in each torpedo and missile that's built, electric vehicles, fuel cell technology, solar, everything that the stupid green agenda wants us to have uses silver. So it's like, all right, we can hate those trends and we can hate some of those ideals. It's like, hey, I want a clean environment. I do. But I don't want to do it at the cost of Americans actually living, right? It's like some of these things are so expensive, but it needs silver.
But you're still riding the trend.
Still riding the trend. I want to allocate into what has low supply and high demand because the prices are going to go up. That's why we're in silver right now. So I want to do what's best for the clients. That's why we're ahead of the curve. Have been for a long time.
So if somebody wants to spend a bunch of money, will you say be 90% silver, 10% gold, or just no gold?
I'd do no gold right now. It doesn't make sense. I mean, if silver's outperforming, I'll maximize my position in silver, roll into gold down the road. Because here's the thing. Let's say over the next 12 to 18 months, Alex, silver triples the rate of growth of gold, which I think it probably will. So then I'll sell my silver, roll into gold, and if it tripled the rate of growth of gold, I get you almost three times as many ounces of gold then as what I could have purchased for you today.
So I can't I'm being honest with listeners. I only tell the truth, folks. I make mistakes here and there, but I'm usually accurate 95% of the time or more. Silver is such a like dark horse, no-brainer. I mean, it's like it's right. I can't believe more people haven't figured this out yet.
I can't either, but they're about to, right? And so here's one big key thing that happened over the weekend. You were covering it all day today, and it seems non-related to gold and silver, but it's absolutely related to gold and silver, right? So what's happening at the White House, right? So you've got this almost like this designated survivor thing going on. And, you know, I found Laura Loomer had posted this on X where there's a WhiteHouse.gov memorandum dated July 22nd. Memorandum on the delegation of certain functions and authorities under the Rebuilding Economic Prosperity and Opportunity for Ukrainians Act. It's like, what? What does this have to do with gold or silver? This is about
but that's some how kind they got the legislation passed. Yeah,
yeah, that's how they got it passed. But you look into the legislation. Laura Loomer posted this on her X, you know, account. So delegation of certain functions and authorities by the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and laws of the United States, including Section 301, Title 3 of the U.S. Code, I order the follow. I hereby delegate to the Secretary of the Treasury the functions and authorities vested by the president in certain things. And then I hereby delegate to the Secretary of State in the Constitution the functions and authorities vested in the president.
So this is him passed out a puppet. Whoever's in control is using wartime legislation to hand control over to the bureaucrats.
Well, yeah. And you were talking about it this morning. It's like, why does a president give up authority to the Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Energy? Because incompetent or really sick, right? So I watched the Kiefer Sutherland Show, Designated Survivor, right? This is what happens when the president is really sick and is incapable to lead. You pass it over. So the point is, this kind of turbulence, this kind of uncertainty will cause gold and silver to go up, right? So this is how something seemingly unrelated, when you understand economics and politics and the social structures and the spiritual climate that we're living in, and those puzzle pieces get put together, I want to be ahead of the curve. Because you don't write legislation like that unless something's about to change.
Oh, it's an absolute no-brainer. People need silver right now. It's such a no-brainer. It's the best investment out there. Is anything a silver bullet? No, but silver's closer you're going to get. It's why it's called silver. People should go to kepm.com/gold and get the best deals. Support the broadcast or call 720-605-3900. But let me play this clip since you mentioned it. Biden has just emerged. The video's on InfoWars.com for radio listeners that want to go see it, or it's on X at Alex Jones. Biden emerges from hiding for the first time in 6 days after dropping out of the 2024 race. Here it is.
How are you feeling since you dropped out of the race, sir?
So they have him totally drugged up. And now they've obviously quit giving him the meth, which I predicted they would do weeks ago. And now he is back. So this is crazy, Kirk Elliott.
That video is interesting. I've seen him where he can't hardly walk, let alone walk upstairs. He did it pretty easily. So I just wonder, it brings up so many questions. Is that him? Is it just, why didn't he talk? Why didn't he look at the camera? Who is that?
When they lie to us so much, who knows what the truth is? Look at this. Biden accuses GOP of calling for political violence after these states tried to kill Trump. They are trying to bring martial law in. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much for the time. People should call you. I only bring sponsors on I believe in. I sell great supplements I know work, like the highest quality iodine, it's a missing link, or water filters. I just sell stuff I believe in. We are in a war with the globalists. We need funding. You're helping keep us on air. Everybody needs silver. It's a match made in heaven. They should go to kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3000 and get into silver right now. But 60-second closing comment.
We talked about a lot of stuff today, and it seems like bad, but you can't understand the solution and how good the solution is until you understand how big the problem is.
I want to be 100% clear. I'm not here as a buzzkill. It's good we're here on air to expose the evil instead of just going along with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what we're doing. You have to expose the problem so you can understand the dramatic impact that the solution will have. Everything that we've talked about, the chaos, the turbulence, the political, economic, the geopolitical, the wars with Israel and Yemen, and everything that's happening are all going to be stimulus. It's going to be sparks for gold and silver to propel. I want to encourage everybody. It's like, be ahead of the curve. Don't be behind it. Take advantage of as much of this move as possible when the writing is absolutely on the wall.
All right. Thank you so much. KPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. You're keeping us on air. Plus, it's a no-brainer. You're the best silver and gold broker out there. Go there now, folks, or you're insane. Thank you so much, Doc.
Bye.
All right. We have a guest host, Maria Z, with Dr. Rima Labo, who was married to the former head of the military, the Army, and is a total insider from the outside, but she was an insider to expose their agenda. That's coming up. But just absolutely insane news. Look at this headline at InfoWars.com. 80-year-old man posting Trump sign in yard mowed down by suspect driving ATV. They're killing Trump supporters. You won't see that on the national news. So thank you so much for everything, folks. I'm going to go through this show now that was so amazing in the last 3 hours. I'm going to take clips out we put on X and Band.video. I mean, it's so epic. It's so insane. It's so crazy. It's so real. It's hard to even sit here and quantify it. It's just we're living in history right now. So we're going to take the huge interviews, the huge clips from today's show about what the globalists are planning and the deep state's operation and their coup against America that's now live. And what kills them is the truth being out there and people being aware of it. So follow Real Alex Jones on X because, wow, I am so blessed during this time, 30 years on air plus, to be here at this critical time. They wanted to take us off the air, but because of God, working through you, we're still on air, to be challenging these monsters in real time. That is beyond a blessing. That is God's intervention. Just like, you know, 12 days ago or 11 days ago, they tried to kill Trump. And we're there and we see it doesn't happen. There isn't just evil in the universe. There's good as well. So I want to thank the crew. I want to thank my family. I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who are the family for where we are. And now let's stand stronger than ever and realize that the deep state coup is exposed. It's in deep trouble and it is going down. Big time. All right, Maria Z with Dr. Rima Labo, formerly, he died, you know, her ex-husband, her husband who died, General Stubblebine. This is incredible information coming up. Stay with us.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym, so please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.